The day that your brother started to talk was the day that I found you like that. The national child star in a coat and a scarf, alone in the laundromat. Now we got the keys to an apartment we share, and we stare up as late as we'd like. Like Casey and Georgia, like Sonny and Cher.
Me right now is Graham Wright of Tokyo Police Club. Thank you for coming on for the third time, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh yeah, we're not making any crafts or a music box, are we?
Not that I know of.
To make it different, I'll make this as a takeover show. As I interviewed two times, you're basically the second person to do a takeover show, the first being The Balconies.
Cool.
Basically, you pick your three favorite songs of 2010. Hope you like that.
Sure. I probably had three songs I liked that year.
Before we pick your songs, we'll chat with other things. What was it like to be back in Ottawa for the umpteenth time?
It's cold. I think this is the most wintry time we've ever been here or among it. So I had to buy a scarf and some gloves, but that's okay.
It's pretty funny having to chat with you again and not the other members. Are you considered the official spokesperson for Tokyo Police Club?
Sometimes I think so.
Because I rarely hear or see the members be interviewed.
Yeah, well, we try and split it up, but I think I tend to do it more often than not. I like doing it, so it's all right.
So I know you did a very funny Christmas show with Will Curry on CBC Radio 3. How was that like?
It was great. We've done that a few years, and it's always really fun to do. Just screw around.
That's why I mentioned the music box and...
I figured.
Crafts. What were your highs and lows of 2010?
It was mostly highs. I mean, you know, we made the record. We put out the record. We did some really great tours. Everything went really, really well. It went by quick, man. I couldn't believe it that it was over already.
Yeah.
But there you go.
What is the tour you're currently on?
It's us and Two Door Cinema Club. This is the first day, actually. It's our first tour of the new year, and yeah.
How were the countless travels on the tour from last year like?
So far, so good. We're hanging in there. It's cool. You know, it's okay. We had a little vacation just now, so it's good to be back out and we're rested.
So I know there's a R3 fan from Washington, D.C., and she's a fan of you guys. What do you think of that?
That's great. Yeah. I hope so.
What's it like, the tour of Two Door Cinema Club?
Well, they seem very nice so far. I'm excited, man. It's a cool thing to put two bands of sort of equal size together and see what we can do. You know, we're playing some bigger venues than we usually get to, and that's a lot because, I mean, we're both sort of contributing. And so it's pretty exciting. It should be fun.
But you met the members?
Yeah, this morning, briefly. We were both sort of walking past each other, so we said a quick hello and then carried on our way. Everyone's hiding, man, in their sweaters.
Speaking of the tour, I heard you guys created this magazine to kick off 2011. What's the concept to it?
We're trying to think of more interesting stuff we could do, you know, just to keep it fresh at the merch table and whatever. And we have a friend who sort of makes a zine, you know, sort of DIY handmade magazines, and then she's part of this whole scene where there's all kinds of people doing it, and we thought they were just really cool, and it was something that's, and I've never seen another band do, and we thought, you know, we could just get a little interesting content and be something different than just t-shirts or CDs.
Okay, we'll get to your first song pick of 2010. What will it be?
I have to pick the Born Ruffians. I guess What to Say. That's the single, so I'll go with it.
When I wake up, I'm speaking slow. When I get drunk, I'm speaking more. Get too drunk and I don't speak at all. Get too close to you and I don't know what to say. The only time I make sense is when I'm talking in my sleep. But there's nobody around to write it down, so it gets lost on my books and pillows. The only time you made sense was when I was talking to you. But we had to take turns, one at a time. And when it comes to my, I have no idea what to say when I'm talking to you. What to say when I'm standing there talking to you.
And we're back on CKCU, and Stu joining me is Graham Wright of Tokyo Police Club for the takeover show on WildWorks.
Hello.
We're going to talk about music videos. What were the concept videos to Boots of Danger, Wait Up, and Bambi?
Boots of Danger was our friend Mike just had this idea where there would be a dog pool party. And I think he had the idea for a while. And then, you know, we were looking for someone to do a video. And that just it was such a good idea. We just said, yeah, do it, man. Go for it. And then Bambi was just, I mean, it's pretty straight up performance video, just kind of shot in a cool way. We had just got off a plane. We flew in a red eye to London. And we hadn't even slept in like 24 hours. And we shot this music video.
How were you able to get dogs to follow commands on Boots of Danger?
They're actor dogs. They're trained to do just that.
Pretty cute video too.
Oh, it's awesome.
The state of music video channels have been predominant for several years, and recently Much Music has done a complete turnaround. What do you think of the revival of music shows return to Much Music?
I think it's great. I mean, I don't have a TV right now, so I haven't been able to watch it, but that's all. I heard the Wedge is coming back, and that can only be a good thing.
Do you think Much Music is playing catch up to Aux TV and CBC Radio 3?
I don't know. I mean, they're in pretty different markets, obviously, but I hope, I mean, if everyone encourages everyone else to keep doing music stuff, then that's fine by me. A little healthy competition.
So your second music pick of 2010, what was it going to be?
Sufjan Stevens. Can I say that?
Well,
you got that? You got that here?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway. Anything from his new record.
Okay.
Anything from 2010. Or from any older record. Or just substitute something else. You know, whatever works.
Yeah, what was that your favorite?
Why?
I
don't know. I mean, I loved his older stuff, and then I kind of thought that I was kind of over it. I just, you know, I liked it, and then he didn't put out a record for a while, and I wasn't really looking for him to do so. And then he put one out, and I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I just listened to it, and I listened to it a couple more times, and then it really clicked for me, and I've been listening to it a lot since.
Okay, let's get to Sufjan Stevens on CKCU.
Thank you.
We're back on the mighty CKCU with Tokyo Police Club's Graham Wright. And we're now going to the final stretch of the Takeover show. And I'm going to ask you if you had a chance to hang out with Shad since he had a great 2010.
We hung out with him really briefly. We played a show at, was it in Hamilton maybe? Some school show somewhere. And he played right before us. And we sort of, well, he was just when he came off stage before we went on stage. We just sort of chatted for a minute. We have a lot of mutual friends, but I've never really hung out with him.
Oh, I thought you might have made jokes to him or practical jokes.
No time.
Another thing I never got to ask you was friendships of musicians with bands. How did you become good friends with Basha Blatt?
I met her at South By like 3 or 4 years ago before Elephant Shell came out, and she knows. How do I know Basha? I think our agent books her as well, and so I went out to check out her show, and then he introduced us, and I mean we've never hung out. Ever. We've just run into each other a bunch of times on the road when we're both in the same place, and we'll sort of say what's up and talk for a minute and then carry on.
Any other musicians or bands you're good friends with?
Lots of them. You kind of just end up only being friends with people in bands when you're in a band, just because that's the only kind of person you meet, and they also, that's the only kind of person who understands why you just suddenly didn't call for 3 months at a time, and then you pop up again wanting to hang out, and they're okay with that.
Any other bands you're good friends with? How about Ralph of the Acorn?
I've never met any of those guys.
Oh, you never met them?
No. Nope.
Oh, man. I thought you might have met them and made fun of them.
Yeah.
Lastly, any goals for 2011?
Man, I don't know. I just want to get more success. I'm going to put out my solo record and keep working.
Yeah, about your solo record.
Yeah, so that's something I want to do this year. And yeah, I don't know. Just keep busy and keep going up.
What are the chances of Champ being on the Players Music Prize for 2011?
Don't ask me, man.
Oh, I mean, at least it'll be on the long list. Well, that'd be good enough.
I'm not expecting anything. I'll take what I can get.
To end it off, what's your final music pick of 2010?
Do you have the National?
They should have it.
Yeah, man, the National. what's the Ohio Blood Buzz? That's the tune.
It's great to see you again, and have fun for the remainder of the tour.
Thanks, man. See you soon.
I never married, but but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The flows are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a love buzz. Yes, I